I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Crossroads Repertory Theater presents that most durable of budget musicals, The Fantastics. And our guest is the Crossroads Artistic Director, Arthur Feinsod, who's directing the show. Arthur, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, George.
Now, I called it a budget musical, but I meant no insult, because in addition to that, really, it's a show that's just full of riches.
Absolutely. Well, yes, and budget musical is another way of saying that one of its claims to fame is that it was one of the first musicals to deal with the simplified stage. And in 1960, its approach was one that was fairly unique for musicals, which is the old actors and props coming out of a box, out of a trunk, and doing a kind of a play within a play idea. And while that was quite original and exciting in 1960, I think that's become almost a theater cliche by now, because it's been done a lot in many different ways. And so we're trying to do a different kind of simplified stage. I think we've learned a lot since Peter Brook and Samuel Beckett came along and showed us other ways of doing it, and we're taking that path.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you have in mind?
Well, for example, as I say, you know, the actors and the props came out of a trunk. Well, we're saying that the whole theater is the box, and that we have surprise entrances and appearances in all throughout the theater, that type of thing, so that the whole theater is the box from which it comes. Also, we're doing less of that kind of confetti over the characters, the improvised stage with the sign Fantastics on it, which has kind of become iconic for the production. We've taken that all away, and we're trying to do something that is just equally exciting and fun and funny and entertaining, but in a sort of a new way of thinking about simplicity, more towards a ritual, like actors sitting around at what is almost like a campfire type of idea, or around a sort of religious ritual, and from that emerges this fabulous play, musical, which has so much riches, as you said originally, in it, that I think can be mined best by opening up the space and thinking of it in the largest terms possible.
Arthur, you spoke about things that we've learned in the last 50 years about this way of staging things. At the same time, there are riches in the show that reach back much farther than the simple staging, back to vaudeville with some of the great characters in this show.
Or even earlier than that, I mean, the content itself reaches back to Ovid, the Roman poet, where we have the original story of Pyramus and Thisbe, which, of course, is the basis, ultimately, for Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare and the play within a play in Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare. So it has a rich poetic tradition of young boy, young girl, in love, can't get together because there is a wall that's been built by fathers who seemingly don't want them to get together. And they go out to try to get together anyway, and things happen. But it has a much larger thematic context, I think, that makes it very, very special. And the character of El Gallo is a fascinating character, one of the most fascinating characters in the musical theater repertoire, I would argue. He is kind of a god figure, if you will, who is trying to teach the hard way of how we must learn through suffering, that wisdom comes through suffering, as the Greeks taught us. And he does it in a very unique and exciting way, with lots of fun and lots of wonder and surprise and joy at every turn, great songs. But ultimately, the message is through suffering we learn, and we learn to appreciate what we have.
With song and dance.
With song and lots of dance, absolutely.
We've been talking with Arthur Feinsod. He's the artistic director of the Crossroads Repertory Theater and the director for their production of The Fantastics. The Fantastics opens this week with evening performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. On Sunday, there's a matinee at 4. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.